Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. We rejoice in it and we give Him the praise. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of Scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 8. Apostle Paul writes about his journey experience. He says, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired, even of life." My dear brothers and sisters, there is a cost or a price that is to be paid for obedience. And when we obey God, you know, we need to set aside a few things, make certain sacrifices to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's where the Lord encourages us to be in a place and a position. In fact, Job describes the rewards of obedience. In Job 36:11, he says, "If they obey and serve Him, they shall spend their days in prosperity." Hallelujah. John also adds, "Whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight," in 1 John 3:22. But Paul describes the cost of obedience, right? And he says very beautifully in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, if you read the whole chapter, and especially 8 to 10, he writes, "We think you ought to know," he's writing to the church of Corinth, "about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die, but as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God, who raises the dead. And He did rescue us from mortal danger, and He will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in Him, and He will continue to rescue us." 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 8 to 10. Now notice the words, "He did rescue us." And he says again, "He will rescue us again." He will continue to rescue us. God did not lift Paul out of his trouble. He walked with him in it and brought him through it. And I like what Psalmist also says. He says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Hallelujah. But you may be saying, you know, "But I have asked God to help me understand the situation," and He hasn't. God doesn't owe us an explanation, but He promises an exit strategy. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it." Hallelujah. So whatever the situation today, trust God and obey His command, and you will be in a safe zone and in a zone of blessing where God Himself is there to help you in your time of need. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and grace that abounds over our lives. We thank you for your blessings that overtake us. Even today when we stepped out from our bed and we put our legs on the floor, we are blessed. And we thank you, Lord, because you are there with us. That's the biggest blessings that we can ever have, the presence of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that you have put your Holy Spirit within us, in our bodies, which are the temple of your Spirit, O God. And I thank you for that. And today, Lord God Almighty, we trust in you. We obey you. Today, Lord God Almighty, we, Father, come with a humble heart and with a teachable heart and say, "God, impart unto us your things, your ways, your teachings, and help us to obey your statutes and your precepts, and help us to overcome every challenge that we may face today. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you will bless us. Father God, as your flock steps out into their jobs and into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release God's great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them and be with them and keep them from the evil one. Prosper them, O God. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health condition. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak life into their frame and into their mind. In Jesus' name, their mind will flourish and prosper, and their body likewise will align to the right thinking, and you will receive the glory and honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.